Here with Brad Korn, assistant basketball coach for the Kansas State Wildcats. Your first trip out here to Western Kansas?
It is actually. Yeah, it's been a great trip.
Did you ever imagine yourself as an assistant being at a calf fry?
No, I didn't. Whenever you come to K-State, you hear about it, and Coach Weber is actually overseas with a K-State alumni tour, so it was an opportunity for me to come, and I really wanted to experience it because I heard so much about it.
You know, kind of going back on your season, you have no seniors really that were scholarship players, but you guys make a incredible run in the Elite Eight. And what really changed for you guys midway through the season that kind of got the momentum right at the end of the season and into the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I think really it was Kamau's injury. When Kamau got injured, Barry and Dean and Mason Schoen kind of got everybody together and just said, hey, look, we can, our season can go one of two ways right now. And everybody else really just picked up the slack, just knowing that Kamau was going to be out and Cartier helped with that, Xavier Sneed, everyone really just elevated themselves, and we just kept it going. And to the guys' credit, we finished fourth by ourselves. Fourth isn't where we want to finish, but I think sometimes people think that maybe we just had a great run at the end, and we really had a great season all year long, and really a testament to those guys and what they're able to do as far as rally the guys and really elevate their games and take it to a whole nother level.
And then you kind of had to rally a little bit more in the NCAA tournament without Dean Wade for a long, maybe about 10 minutes of game time in the NCAA tournament. Go to the Elite Eight, one game away from the Final Four. I guess, what clicked for you guys during that stretch of the four games?
It's interesting because, like you said, we didn't have Dean, which was, you go from not having Kamau and then getting Kamau back, and then now Dean goes out, and Dean was such a unique player being at that four spot, 6'10", 2-1 assist to turnover ratio, great percentages, great everything across the board. He's just said, really no one else has a guy like him. So when you lose someone like him, it was kind of like, what are we going to do now? But really, I think the matchups really helped. And the thing that we've always held our hat on since Coach Weber's been here has been our defense. And even though you lose a guy like Dean Wade, we're able to still continue to play the way that we had been playing all throughout. And guys just really stepped up. And, every time someone was plugged in, Xavier had 22-9 against Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. So, everybody just goes, and it's the next man up mentality, and we prepare our guys for those moments.
Now you do have a couple of newcomers coming in, one a freshman, or a couple, freshmen coming in here. I guess with them being their letter intent signed, I guess you could probably talk a little bit about those newcomers coming into the program.
Yeah, Austin Trice, a junior college kid, is going to be a great – we really lacked in rebounding. We got a rebound. And that's really one of his main things that he does is he can get on the boards and he can rebound, bring some athleticism. So that'll be nice to have him. Sean Williams, high school kid point guard. You can never have too many guards. That is evident this year. You can never predict injuries. And not only just to have a guy, he's a really good player. He can push the pace. He can make shots. And then we'll be able to teach him how to defend and all that. But he's got good size on him. Good size, good athleticism.
Well, the run that you guys had, have you seen the kids or the players take it to a different level in the offseason early on here so far?
It's been unique this year because of the deep run. With the new rules, we had to give them 2 weeks off right away as soon as the season ended. So we really were only left with about 3 weeks left. And Dean was out with an injury. Kamau was out with an injury. So we really only had about six guys that were working out. But, I don't think that there's anything different. I think that they understand and had a taste of it. And I think it comes from within those guys before it comes from us. But we'll take care of that come August.
Well, Marquette is going to be on your schedule here. That's exciting home. I know you guys tried with Wichita State. Didn't work out for this next year, maybe the year after that. But as you take a look at your schedule, you're looking to beef it up. Do you think that's kind of working in your favor?
I think so. I think the schedule is pretty well set. It's going to be good. You always want better home games in Bramlage. I think everybody wants that. The scheduling is such a tricky game. I think that the schedule will be challenging enough in the non-con. The league is obviously going to carry itself. But I think we'll be tested in the non-con, and rightfully so. We should have a good team.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Thanks for coming out here to Scott City.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.